We have Big Ten champions in women's golf for the first time since 1998. And joining us this afternoon is women's golf coach Brian May. Coach, congratulations. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm okay. I'm on cloud nine right now.
I was going to say, no bogeys or doubles for you today. We talked to you about it right after you get hired in the summer a couple years ago, and you thought, hey, this was a great opportunity. There's some fantastic things happening here. I know year one never goes like everybody envisions it to go, but the transformation your team has made in year two, tell me how this roster came together, and you guys have had an unbelievable spring.
We have. You know, this roster came together bits and pieces through last year, lo and behold, by the way of the transfer portal. I think the transfer portal has been really good to us. We were able to get some girls who were at some other high-level programs who just couldn't quite get in the lineup, and we were giving them a new chance and a new light to kind of show what they can do, and we've just really kind of hit on all cylinders here for the last month or so. And these girls have obviously done something really special that hasn't been done here in a long time.
Well, you have the Sweet Caroline Neil Diamond pairing. You're Brian May from Queen. Well, the music connection is fantastic, but tell me about Caroline Craig. She came from Georgia and has really been the anchor this spring for your squad.
She really has. She's been a leader for us, you know, on and off the golf course. But this last month or so, she's really turned it on the links, and she's done a great job of just getting herself prepared, being ready to go in each and every event. And you know, the last couple of weeks were really good. And then obviously the culmination there at the Big Ten Championship and coming away as a co-champion, is very, very special.
And again, Georgia, high-level program. You were at Kentucky before. Did you have a relationship before to help forge the new one you've created here at Indiana? How does the transfer portal, our basketball friends can tell us all about it here, how does it work in golf?
Yeah, so it works very similar. You know, the previous relationships never hurt. I knew Caroline a little bit. But once she hit the portal, you know, that relationship building was really done by my assistant. Kendall Griffin and Caroline go way back from their time in junior golf in Florida, and they knew each other really well. And you know, Caroline took a chance on us. It was we're a very unproven program at the time, and you know, she had 1 year left, and she took a chance on Kendall and I, and has come here and really left her mark on a place, you know, in only a short amount of time.
Co-Big Ten Championship. That's not too bad at all. And well, the season's not done yet. We'll talk about the regional coming up at East Lansing here in just a little bit. And as we move along through the Carolines, well, Caroline Smith, she was playing out of the five hole last week, and she was just two shots out of a Big Ten Championship as your fifth player. And she's also a transfer. Where did she come from?
Yeah, she actually came in. She was our first recruit that Kendall and I were able to bring in and commit to Indiana. She was actually at Wake Forest, and Wake Forest won a national championship last year. So she has been around that program and in that program every day and listening to those great coaches and those great players. And so she knew what it took to get to this point. She was willing to put in the work, and she really grinded out a great performance last week. You know, she was four over in her first five holes at the Big Ten Championship.
and
almost snuck in there, you know, to a top three finish. And so really proud of her. And, you know, she was kind of a rock of our program. She stays really steady on the golf course. And obviously great timing there on that bogey-free 67 in the final round.
Second best round of the day as well. It took a 64 to beat her for the round of the day. So that was a low one as well. But having Caroline Smith and Caroline Craig, well, then the Johnsons, I'm going to be they're twins, right?
They are.
So it's like the Højgaards and the Cooties. Well, you've got the Johnsons. And again, top 28 finishes for both of those. The team aspect of golf, when we watch it on PGA Tour, this week is a great example of literally the teams and Ryder Cup and President's Cup. But the team aspect of playing at the college level, it's still an individual sport, but the team score matters. Explain that to our listeners who might not follow it as closely as we do.
Yeah, so for most of the season, college golf is you take five players and all five players play individually, and each day you just take your best four scores. And where the Big Ten differs a little bit is we add an extra player to that mix. So we play six players and count four. So each day we were able to just count our best four scores. And this was a surprise to us, obviously, that we won, but we weren't surprised at all by the play of our players. And we've been able to put, one or two players each tournament, in the top 15 and the top 20 and have some really good individual performances. We just haven't been able to kind of tie a bow on it and have three or four people play together well together at the same time. And this week, obviously, was very steady for us. We had, the Carolines, topping us off there in the top 10. And then the rest of the girls were just really steady and played their games. And their games are really good enough to compete, in this country.
And the great aspect about the team game, for example, Dominica, I've already butchered her name, Berdova, she did not play the best first and second round, but on the final round, she really helped out and pushed you into the team championship. That's where the team game always comes in, and every round does count.
Absolutely. Every round does count, and obviously every shot counts. We, over 54 holes, we were able to prevail by just one shot. So everything matters, and we preach that to our girls. And Nika has done a great job of that this year. And, she obviously struggled a little bit in the first two rounds, but it did not deter her, and she had a really good attitude going into the last round and was able to really help our team prevail there at the end.
Brian May is our guest, the champion of the Big Ten, Indiana Hoosiers women's golf. First time since 1998. All right, let's talk courses. We'll nerd out here for a little bit. You go to Maryland, you play at the Bull Rock Country Club or Bull Rock Golf Club, and when your girls get there, they play the foul course all the time. What is the trans? That's a hard golf course you guys play every day. The intimidation factor, I would think, shrinks no matter where you guys go. And you play some great courses as well here in the U.S.
Yeah, we do play some great courses. Obviously, not many that are very as much difficult as the foul course here in Bloomington. And that place really just prepares us to go anywhere in the country and perform at our best. We went to Bully Rock. A Pete Dye design. We'll throw a little Indiana shout out.
Oh, good.
It's set up for us really well in the practice round. And again, being able to play at the foul and kind of hone our games and sharpen our games at the foul really just, it does travel, and it travels everywhere we go. And these girls have done a great job of working hard this year and building off of momentum. Obviously, we had a good finish at Ohio State a couple weeks ago. And we've carried that momentum, into Bully Rock and into Maryland. And obviously, we came away on top because of that hard work that we put in when nobody's watching.
Well, that's the part, the chipping, the putting, the cold days, the warm days, the inside, the outside. That is impressive. What caused, not to switch, to flip, because as you mentioned, you did turn it on there in late winter, early spring. What brought this group together, and what made them believe that they could put three rounds together and walk away with the trophy?
Yeah, the course of a season, there's always ups and downs with any sport, and golf is no different. Our girls have gone through some individual challenges with their games, and then, as a team, it's hard to do that when somebody's playing well and somebody's not playing well. And for us, we really just preached this last month or so of being consistent, working hard, and being us. And our good is good enough. I think we got that a little bit from Max Homa's speech at the Masters, which, he really relied on just understanding that his good is good. And so our girls really have embraced that, the last month or so. And we've gone out and just tried to be as good as we can be. We don't have to be great every single day, but we've got to plug along and be consistently good. And we have been really good and consistent the last 4 weeks.
All right, the next big question, well, the next big step. You just knocked off Michigan State in a wonderful come-from-behind fashion, down over a dozen shots. Now, they have the advantage. You're going to go to their course in Lansing, Forest Acres, as part of the 2024 East Lansing Regional. So that's fantastic news. You don't want to, quote-unquote, peak too early, but I think winning precludes winning. Just ask Scottie Scheffler, right?
I definitely think it does, and we've talked to our girls a little bit about that and just understanding what it takes. We were able to be here for our men's team, who won their home tournament a few weeks ago. They actually just went to Columbus and won Ohio State's event as well. So there's a lot of winning going on in our program right now, and our girls feel that, and it's a different type of energy. And, we're excited to take that energy to East Lansing, I think. This region sets up well for us, same time zone, same types of grass. We're excited to get to work here for the next week or so and then hop in the cars and make a trip up north and see what we can do in the region.
Well, you play the Scarlet course, you play the Fowl course. Tell me about Forest Acres in Lansing.
Yeah, so I don't know much about the golf course right now. I know a couple of our girls have seen it. But again, it's a golf course that, for us, we're able to travel because we have played the Fowl every day. So there's not really many things that are going to shock us when it comes to golf course setup. So we're excited to get up there and take a look at it and see where we can take advantage of some holes and put our girls in some good places and in a good position to try to finish well there and head out to California in a week or so after that.
La Costa will host the NCAA championship, and the teams that qualify and individuals that do so will head out that way. Well, Indiana, you're ranked ninth in the East Lansing Regional. Does that matter to your group, or is that just based off your golf stat Sagarin number or whatever else that is?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of based off ranking in a whole season. But, you know, right now, postseason it's a whole new season for us. It's an opportunity for us to go. All we have to do, we have to finish top five. But that comes back to our process, and what our girls are going to do is we're going to show up and we're going to play our games and we're going to try to be as good as we can in that moment. We're going to stay steady and be where our feet are, and we're going to see where that puts us at the end of the week.
Brian May is our guest, the golf coach. Women's golf, Indiana University, Big Ten champions, the first time since 1998. Okay, what's practice looks like for the next 10 days? You give them a couple days off to celebrate and recharge. Do you go out and play, and do you compete? Do you try? How does that work to keep everybody sharp? I know you got a little time off here.
We do, yeah. I think first and foremost, we wanted to reflect and make sure that we really took in the moment here of what we just did and what we were able to accomplish. So make sure the girls understood that they were okay to kind of live in that moment for a little while. You know, we've got to be good students here for the next couple weeks. We've got finals coming up next week that our girls are eager to kind of get behind them. And then on the golf course, we're going to get back to what we've done in the past. We're going to get back to the basics and make sure that each individual girl is really set up to perform the best. We'll get on the golf course a few times at the Fowl. Obviously, the condition is great right now, and that staff over there with Anthony Robertson is our grounds crew guy. He takes really good care of us and makes sure that we're prepped and ready to go for any event. And, you know, we'll hop in the cars and see where we take this thing in a couple weeks.
And I think I said earlier it was the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm wrong. It's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So it gives you even more time to prepare. Do you go up early and play practice rounds? What does the NCAA allow for that to get everybody comfortable? And when we're talking, 12 teams up there, well, there's only so much daylight and so many days to prep.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty strict. So, we'll get up. Our travel day will be on Saturday the 4th. We'll be able to get on the golf course or at least get on the practice facilities that afternoon. Then we'll have a normal practice round on Sunday. We'll get a good game plan going with the girls, and then we'll tee it up on Monday and see if we can't put ourselves in a good position to advance even further.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Brian. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see how far this ride goes. You're playing your best golf at exactly the right time of the year. Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates here over the next couple weeks. I don't want you guys sitting around waiting on delays or playing three holes here and three holes there. That's probably the only hang-up about perhaps Michigan this time of year. But best of luck to you, my friend, and I hope we have a chance to speak to you after a big result and before you head to Carlsbad.
You got it, Mike. Thank you so much.